Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Pork Checkoffs News Conference at World Pork Expo. We've got some interesting information for you this morning. Several folks are going to help share that information, and we're very glad that you're with us covering this information. We will have speakers today that will make opening comments, and then after that we'll be happy to entertain questions from the news media. Our speakers will be Chris Hodges. Chris is our CEO of the National Pork Board. Dr. Jennifer Coleman. Dr. Coleman is the Director of Producer and Public Health with the National Pork Board. Brad Greenway is a pork producer from Mitchell, South Dakota, and the outgoing Vice President of the National Pork Board, and Jared Sutton, our Vice President of Social Responsibility. They'll all make opening comments, and then again, we'll open it up for questions from the media. Chris?
Good morning. Welcome to the media for coming today. I think you'll see as the morning goes on how important it is that you're here and are going to delivering a message to producers. It's a very important message that we're going to convey to you here today. For all the rest of you, welcome. See some of the green shirts out there, some of our fellow board members and national pork producers. So thank you for coming. Our subject is antibiotics, but more generally it's consumers and consumer concerns about antibiotics. As we all know, consumers have never been more interested in food and agriculture than they are now, and part of that interest resides in antibiotics and how we use antibiotics in our production of pigs. There are two things I want you to take away from today. There are really two initiatives. One is related to the Food and Drug Administration's directives and the work we've been doing with them as an industry regarding the use of antibiotics, medically important antibiotics, for growth promotion as well as veterinary oversight. So we're going to talk to you a little bit about the directive and the role that we're going to play at the National Pork Board in implementing that directive. I want you to understand that that directive came out of a lot of collaboration, not only with pork producers, but with the animal health industry. The other area we're going to talk about are the ongoing initiatives by the National Pork Board with regard to the use of antibiotics. This is not a new subject for the National Pork Board. We have a history of efforts in this area. If you're familiar with our PQA Plus program, which has been around, Cindy, for 20 years, it really started around antibiotic residues, proper management, and record keeping of antibiotics. So that program's been out there a long time, and as you'll hear today, it's going to play an important role in the implementation of the FDA directives. The other areas that we've been involved in is research. Since 2000, we've spent over $5 million in research around antibiotics, antibiotic use, and antibiotic resistance. So consumers are very concerned about antibiotic resistance. There's been work, you probably heard about the White House initiative and the meetings that occurred yesterday. We understand that, and we respect that, and we want to assure consumers that we're very responsible with regard to antibiotics, and we're not standing still. We're all about continuous improvement and how we can better use antibiotics in production of pork. As I've visited with producers, I'm really impressed by a lot of the initiatives they've already taken. Talked to a lot of producers about things they're doing to improve pig health, because at the end of the day, that's really what we're talking about. The healthier the pigs are, the less antibiotics we use. So there are many initiatives that have already been undertaken by the Pork Board and by individual producers to reduce antibiotic use through better pig health. So we'll make that point today with the team we've gathered. So the Pork Board, as you know, was formed to really perform in three areas: education, information. You'll hear more about that. What are we doing in information and education with regard to antibiotic use and the directives? Second area is research. I've already alluded to the fact that the Pork Board has been involved in research around antibiotics, and we're announcing some more initiatives here today with regard to research. And then, of course, the third area is promotion, not as germane to the to the subject today of antibiotics. So brought some folks along here today to talk about some of these initiatives with regard to training, education, and research. And I will turn this over to Dr. Jennifer Coleman, who will bring you that information. Jen?
Thank you, Chris. And thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk a little bit about some of the FDA guidances that you've probably heard a little bit about, some of these new guidances and how we're going to be working with producers in order for them to understand these guidances and how to implement them on the farm. So the end of 2016, when FDA guidance 209 and 213 goes into effect, seems like a long way off, but it's really important right now for producers to take this opportunity to start getting ready. An important point with these guidances is that antibiotics are not going away, but how we use them on the farm will change. Producers should take this opportunity now to sit down with their veterinarians and to discuss how to apply the veterinary feed directives and other herd health strategies. At the centerpiece of FDA's policy are 283 products that will be added to the veterinary feed directive list. Over-the-counter sale of these products will be eliminated, and their use will require veterinary oversight and a diagnosis for a specific animal condition. So that means when you use these products in feed, they'll require a veterinary feed directive, and when you use them in water, they'll require a prescription. And it's important to have a close working relationship with your veterinarian in order to be able to access and use these products on the farm. FDA is relying on stakeholder collaboration, so this is the drug companies, the veterinarians, the producers, and the feed milling sector, in order to move this action forward. At this time, all of the 26 companies that market drugs to the pork industry have provided a written commitment to the product and label changes. So this means removing the growth production claims and requiring veterinary oversight by the December 2016 deadline. We work very closely and continue to work closely with the National Pork Producers Council and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians to help producers and veterinarians implement these FDA directives. As part of this education, it's very important that we understand how critical record keeping is. Producers, veterinarians, and feed processors will need to be very diligent in keeping records associated with the VFDs and prescription for antibiotic use on the farm. Fortunately, through our PQA Plus education and training, our producers are in a very good position to comply and implement these changes. The other important piece of this, as I've mentioned previously, is maintaining a close working relationship with a veterinarian who is knowledgeable about pork production practices. So again, in order to use these products in feed and water, they'll require veterinary oversight, and that relationship with the veterinarian is very important. The relationship is also important to help design herd health programs and to have production plans that strive to decrease disease and enhance performance. PQA Plus is a program that provides a foundation for antibiotic use. We have all the principles within that that allow for responsible antibiotic use on the farm, and currently we have over 60,000 producers that have completed the PQA Plus on-farm education and certification program. These principles you'll see in our new revision of the PQA Plus program, and we'll continue to emphasize that strong working relationship with the veterinarian throughout those, and record keeping as an important critical component of using antibiotics responsibly on the farm. Now I'd like to take this opportunity to have Brad Greenaway, one of our producers, come down from Mitchell, South Dakota, and he's going to help us better understand what all this means from a producer perspective.
Thank you, Jennifer, and welcome everybody, and good morning. Pork producers, we're innovative and we're accustomed to making changes to our operations, and we'll adapt and we'll move forward. We know there's changes come. We also realize that the use of antibiotics on our farm is going away. And it doesn't matter whether it's feed antibiotics, feed medication, it's going to affect farms of all sizes. I know producers will adapt and will be well-positioned to move forward, but not without solid preparation. That means that we have to stay informed and we need to learn about the new FDA changes, how it will affect the production at our farm level. The best place to get that is our checkoff-funded website, pork.org, to get all the information about the changes that are coming forward, and we need to seek as we prepare for the changes. Once in place, the new rule will mean that producers will have to work very closely with their veterinary on things getting access to certain antibiotics that they're using to treat their animals. We ask producers right now to strengthen their relationship with their veterinarian if they need to. And those that don't have a regular relationship with their veterinarian, you need to start that process right now. Just yesterday, Dr. Paul Sundberg and on our staff, he attended an antibiotic stewardship summit in Washington, D.C. It offered an opportunity for Checkoff to share the details of our U.S. pork industry and our longstanding commitment to the responsible use of antibiotics for both the protection of animal health, animal well-being, and also the public health. And these are some of the commitments for the next year that we've got going forward. First, making antimicrobial use and the resistance a top research priority for 2016 budget. Since 2000, the Pork Checkoff has invested $5.3 million in research on the epidemiology and the antimicrobial resistance, as well as a lot of efforts to divine alternatives to antimicrobial use. Another one is identify specific risk assessments to better understand the relationship between antimicrobial use in pork production and bacterial resistance. This research will augment a lot of past studies of the interventions and alternatives with the goal of reducing the need that we need to use antibiotics on our farms. We're also going to be sharing the research finding and developing educational materials for our more than 63,000 producers we have out in the country. We'll specifically address this issue through our existing print media and our electronic communication tools. By mid-2016, we're committing to revising and in that process, giving added emphasis to antibiotic stewardship in the industry's PQA Plus program. This action will ensure that American pork producers will understand the importance of a veterinary client-patient relationship and when deciding to use antibiotics. One more point is, in addition to our existing producer committee of experts, we're going to convene a panel of experts that will specifically be used and focused on antibiotic use and resistance. And that panel will review and they'll also provide recommendation to our pork checkoff policies and programs going forward. The pork industry, I feel, has always been proactive. I'm very proud to be part of it. And pork producers have a long history of using antibiotics the way we should. And still, there's always room for improvement. Everybody in this room knows that. And all producers need to strive to keep getting better. That's something we're very familiar with doing. You might ask, so why this is important to us? Well, for one thing, it's the right thing to do. And our customers are asking what we're doing on our farm. So toward that end, I'm pleased to report that the National Pork Board producer directors, just yesterday, we took a significant step in approving two specific actions to define the Pork Checkoff's commitment to responsible antibiotic use. With unanimous approval, the board adopted a new policy and position statement that emphasizes responsible antibiotic use in pork production and will emphasize these values in its new revised PQA Plus producer certification and training programs. Additionally, the National Pork Board yesterday, we intend to allocate up to $1.4 million in immediate funding for scientific research and antibiotic-resistant assessment studies. We're also going to get more producer education out and consumer awareness programs. So we've committed another $1.4 million going forward specifically for antibiotics. And this is certainly great news, and it's very timely. And I'd like to introduce Jared Sutton, our Vice President of Social Responsibility, to share with us what the customers are actually telling us. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. It's not always easy being the tall guy here. Sorry. So what a great story that we have to tell. Here's an opportunity for us to sort of put a little package and put it into a package, put a nice bow on it. What we know is virtually every consumer data set that you look at today, people are more interested in how food is produced, right? They're talking about it in social media forums, and they're very passionate about it, and they're demanding higher standards, and they're demanding transparency. Food retailers, our customers, our partners, they're on the front lines, and they're trying to figure out how to answer and respond to those consumer questions, to their interests, and it's they're working towards a strategy that gets them there faster than their competition, right? So these are the things that, that they're interested in. They're focused on humane treatment of food animals, a commitment to reducing carbon footprint, and above all else, safe food. And so our ability to use antibiotics as part of a comprehensive herd health program, really it hits on all three of those points. So no wonder that they've got interest in how we're using antibiotics responsibly on the farm and what more we're doing to reduce the need for those antibiotics. And we have a great story to tell. What Jennifer and Brad just talked about, this is continuous improvement. And, of course, as Brad indicated, that's what pork producers do every day on the farm. So we will instill confidence in our customers by sharing this story. We'll be doing it in one-on-one meetings, but we'll also be doing it at major food industry events like the recent National Restaurant Industry Association show a few weeks ago in Chicago. It's the largest annual gathering of food service companies. And talking about this more broadly, and by instilling that confidence in our customers, that will help to get us to achieve our primary goal and our strategic plan of instilling trust in our consumers.
Thanks to all of you. I know all four of our speakers would be happy to take questions from the media. We'd ask all of you to come back up here. Questions? Max? Jennifer?
Yeah, absolutely. So our educational outreach will be to all our producers, large and small, and the issue of small producers and access to veterinarians has been a concern throughout this process. We've provided feedback to FDA. They had a series of listening sessions when this first came into place, and we brought a producer and a veterinarian to each of those sessions and provided that feedback. So we will have our own education outreach. The American Association of Swine Veterinarians will as well. And FDA will also be doing education and outreach. So absolutely, our objective is to reach all the producers.
Next question. Jennifer?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
How has antibiotic use changed
over time? Sure. So we've had, obviously, this has been a long process of having antibiotic use as a priority in the industry, and through our PQA Plus programming, we've had those best practices in place. So through our certification, we know that producers are certified in PQA Plus programming, and we'll continue to do that, as well as emphasize our record keeping. And that will be a way to look at how our producers are using antibiotics and make sure they're using them responsibly. Does that answer your question? Sure, I understand what your question is. So the goal is not so much reducing the quantity of use. I think that's a value that we've seen in the media before, those values of this is how much is used in animals, this is how much is used in humans, and it's understanding that it's very different species and that responsible use is about how you use them and how you use them appropriately and not the amount you use. So our focus is on using antibiotics responsibly in all the sectors, whether it's animal or human health, rather than the quantity of antibiotics that is being used. And that's sort of been our messaging to FDA, and I think that they understand that, and that's also the focus of understanding responsible antibiotic use and quantifying that.
Dan? Brad or Chris?
If not, I'll lead to the experts. I guess we discussed this yesterday at the board meeting, and like I stated, we've spent $5.3 million on this subject since 2000, and we're going to continue to do that. We talked about it going into the 2016 budget. Some of the tactics we're actually starting to work on right now and have in place, but a lot of it was put in for a 2016 budget as we started the planning process yesterday. And part of that $1.4 million, we talked about getting the education or the information out to producers, and that's a big, Max brought up the question of, you know, how are we going to get there? And so it's getting the information out, doing the research, and so there's a number of aspects in that $1.4 million that we said we intend to spend up to that amount. So does that answer your question? Okay.
Mark?
How is the board identifying the best ways to reach the consumer? What are the priorities as far as social media, how we talk about that meeting in Chicago? Mm-hmm. What are the priorities of the board as far as reaching the consumer and talking about the
Yep. Yeah. So great counsel. Thank you. Define customer versus consumer. So when we target, when we talk about targeting customers, the National Restaurant Association, as an example, pretty much all of the food service companies in the country, this is their annual gathering. We had the opportunity to present as part of a panel discussion and talking about antibiotics specifically. The way that we talk about this is different today, as been demonstrated by the group here this morning. And so our commitment to stewardship, we have a long-standing history of doing things responsibly. We're going to continue that commitment and towards continuous improvement. And that's a message that our customers need to hear, because obviously they hear from a lot of different folks about a lot of different things, and it's important that they hear the facts from us. So we'll share in one-on-one meetings, frequent webinars. We'll also be present at those events where we can share the message with customers about what it means to be using antibiotics responsibly in pork production, so that they in turn can respond to the consumer inquiries that they may receive. And we'll also be talking about this in the existing outlets that we have through our websites at the Pork Board, working collaboratively with other stakeholders in the chain, like our packer processor partners. And I think consistency and messaging will be critical. And as we talk about this, we'll be talking about it the same way.
Yeah, that's a great question. We've done a lot of consumer research on this, and that's one reason we're here today. We're here to address consumer concerns around antibiotic resistance. That's what we know is on their mind, and what we've got to do is establish the fact that we're good stewards, we're responsible. I mean, there's a lot of sound bites floating around out there that certainly aren't accurate and need to be addressed. But consumers they do want information. They want accurate information, want credible information. Jennifer is an excellent source of information. You're hearing some of it today. So, she's going to be more involved with the media. I've got a media tour plan for consumer media to start relating this information. And it'll be, I think, as much reassuring folks that our intention is to keep pigs healthy. We know consumers are also very concerned about animal welfare and healthy pigs. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about. We know that responsible use of antibiotics includes animal welfare. Baby pigs in a barn with 1,000 other pigs, they can get sick, right? And we can have death loss. So responsible use, absolutely. Animal welfare, absolutely. So those will be messages we'll be delivering.
Other questions? Chris?
What's the purpose of
Jennifer.
So through the FDA changes, when they come into place at the end of 2016, when those label transitions occur and they're no longer growth promotion labels, it then becomes illegal to use those products in a manner that's not on the label. So it will be illegal, and FDA has the authority to come on. They'll also be checking records on the farm or compliance with those. Through the VFD, and the new VFD rule was just released yesterday, so it's about 100 and something pages, so we've been combing through that. But like anything, the compliance with that, FDA will have that authority. I don't know the details, and I don't know how that will work and whether they'll have pieces of the state doing that as well. But there is the ability to make sure there's compliance with that.